Chapter 14.
1. That which was the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah concerning the matter of droughts.
2. Judah mourns, and her gates droop. They put on mourning for the land, and the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. 3. And their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the cisterns. They found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded and covered their head. 4. Because the ground was cracked, for there was no rain in the land, the plowmen were ashamed. They covered their head. 5. For even the goat yelled in the field and forsook it because there was no grass. 6. And the wild donkeys stood in the high places. They snuffed up the wind like jackals. Their eyes failed because there was no grass. 7. O Yahweh, though our iniquities testify against us, act for your name's sake. For our apostasies are many. We have sinned against you.
8. O hope of Israel, its Savior in time of trouble, why should you be as a stranger in the land, and as a traveler who turns aside to lodge? 9. Why should you be as one who is stunned, as a mighty warrior who cannot save? Yet you, O Yahweh, are in our midst, and your name is called on us. Do not leave us. 10. So says Yahweh to this people, so they have loved to wander, they have not restrained their feet, therefore, Yahweh does not accept them. He will now recall their iniquity and punish their sins. 11. Then Yahweh said to me, do not pray for good for this people. 12. I will not listen to their cry when they fast, and when they offer burnt offering and food offering I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, and by famine, and by the plague. 13. Then I said, ah, O Adonai Yahweh! Behold, the prophets are saying to them, you shall not see the sword, nor shall you have famine, but I will give you true peace in this place. 14. And Yahweh said to me, the prophets' prophecy lies in my name. I did not send them and I have not commanded them, nor did I speak to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, and a worthless divination, and the deceit of their heart. 15. So Yahweh says this concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, and I did not send them, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land, by sword and famine those prophets shall be consumed. 16. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. And none will bury them, either them, their wives, or their sons, or their daughters. For I will pour evil on them. 17. And you shall speak this word to them, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and do not let them cease. For the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great break, with a very grievous blow. 18. If I go out into the field, then I see those pierced with the sword. And if I enter into the city, then, behold, diseases of famine. Yes, both the prophet and the priest have gone around into a land that they do not know. 19. Have you completely rejected Judah? Or has your soul hated Zion? Why have you stricken us and no healing is for us? We waited for peace, but nothing good came, and for a healing time, but, behold, terror. 20. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Yahweh, the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. 21. For your name's sake, do not spurn us, do not dishonor the throne of your glory. Remember, and do not break your covenant with us. 22. Are there any among the vanities of the nations, who make rainfall? Or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Yahweh our Elohim? Then we will wait for you do all these things.
Chapter 15.
1. Then Yahweh said to me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, my soul could not be toward this people. Send them out from before my face. Yea, let them go out. 2. And it will be, if they say to you, where shall we go? Then you will tell them, so says Yahweh, those who are for death, go to death. And those for the sword, to the sword. And those for the famine, to the famine. And those for the captivity, to the captivity.
3. And I will set over them 4 kinds, says Yahweh, the sword to kill, and the dogs to drag off, and the birds of the heaven and the beast of the earth to devour and destroy. 4. And I will make them a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. 5. For who shall have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Or who shall weep over you? Or who shall turn aside to ask your welfare? 6. You have forsaken me, says Yahweh. You have gone backward, so I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of repenting. 7. And I will sift them with a fork in the gates of the land. I will bereave, I will destroy my people, for they do not turn from their ways. 8. Their widows are more numerous about me than the sand of the seas. I have brought for them a ravager at noonday against the mother of a young man. I caused anguish and terror to fall on her suddenly. 9. She who bore 7 now languishes. She has breathed out her life. Her sun has gone down while it was still day. She has been ashamed and humiliated, and I will give the rest of them to the sword before their enemies, says Yahweh. 10. Woe to me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife, and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have not loaned, nor have they loaned to me, yet everyone curses me. 11. Yahweh said, truly, I will not free you for good. Truly I will cause the enemy to entreat you in the time of evil and in the time of distress. 12. Can one break iron or bronze from the north? 13. Your wealth and your treasures I will give for prey, not for price, but for all your sins, even in all your borders. 14. And I will make you pass with your enemies into a land you do not know. For a fire has been kindled in my anger, it shall burn against you. 15. O Yahweh, you know. Remember me and visit me, and take vengeance for me on those who seek to hurt me. Do not take me away in your long suffering, know that I bear reproach for you. 16. Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and gladness of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts. 17. I did not sit in the circle of merrymakers, nor exult. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. 18. Why has my pain been continual and my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You surely are to me like a false stream, whose waters cannot be trusted. 19. So Yahweh says this, if you return, then I will restore you again, you shall stand before me. And if you take the precious from the worthless, you shall be as my mouth. Let them turn back to you, but do not return to them. 20. And I will make you a fortified wall of bronze to this people. And they shall fight against you, but they shall not overcome you, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you, says Yahweh. 21. And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of the evil ones.
Chapter 16.
1. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 2. You shall not take a wife for yourself, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place. 3. For so says Yahweh concerning the sons and concerning the daughters who are born in this place, and concerning their mothers who bore them, and concerning their fathers who fathered them in this land. 4. They shall die of deadly diseases, they shall not be mourned nor shall they be buried, they shall be as dung on the face of the earth. And they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their bodies shall be food for the birds of the heavens, and for the beasts of the earth. 5. For so says Yahweh, do not enter into the house of mourning. Do not go to weep or moan for them. For I have removed my peace with loving kindness and compassions from this people, says Yahweh. 6. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, nor shall men mourn for them, nor cut himself, nor shave himself bald for them. 7. Nor shall anyone break for them in mourning, to comfort him for ones who died. Nor shall they give them the cup of comfort to drink for one's father or one's mother. 8. Also you shall not go into the house of feasting, to sit with them to eat and drink. 9. For so says Yahweh of hosts the Elohim of Israel, behold I will cause to cease out of this place, before your eyes, and in your days, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. 10. And it shall be, when you declare to this people all these words, they will say to you, why has Yahweh spoken all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity, or what is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh our Elohim? 11. Then you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahweh, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my Torah. 12. And you have done more evil than your fathers. 4. Behold, you each one walk after the stubbornness of his evil heart, without listening to me. 13. And I will cast you out of this land into a land that you do not know, you nor your fathers. And there you shall serve other Elohim day and night, where I will not grant you favor. 14. So, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that it shall no more be said, as Yahweh lives who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. 15. But rather, as Yahweh lives who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands, there where he had banished them to. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. 16. Behold, I will send for many fishermen, says Yahweh, and they shall fish them. And after this I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them, from every mountain and from every hill, and out of the clefts of the rocks. 17. For my eyes are on all their ways, they are not hidden from my face, their iniquity is not hidden from my eyes. 18. And first I will repay double their iniquity and their sin, because they have defiled my land with the bodies of their hateful things. Yea, their hateful idols have filled my inheritance. 19. O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction, the nations shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited only lies, vanity, and there is no profit in them. 20. Can a man make gods to himself? But they are not Elohim. 21. Therefore, behold, I will make them know this time, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh.
Chapter 17.
1. The sin of Judah is engraved with an iron pin. It is carved on the tablet of their heart with the point of a diamond, and on the horns of your altars, too, even while their sons remember their altars and their asherahs by the green trees on the high hills. 3. O my mountain in the field, I will give your wealth, all your treasures, for prey, your high places for sin throughout all your borders. 4. And you, even through yourself, will let drop from your inheritance which I gave you. And I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you do not know. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, it will burn forever. 5. So says Yahweh, cursed is the man who trusts in man, and who makes flesh his arm, and who turns aside his heart from Yahweh. 6. For he shall be like a juniper in the desert, and shall not see when good comes. But he shall live in dried places in the wilderness, in a salt land that is not inhabited.
7. Blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh, and Yahweh is his refuge. 8. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters. It sends out its roots by the stream, and it will not fear when the heat comes. But its foliage will be green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is incurable. Who can know it? 10. I, Yahweh, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. 11. As a partridge broods and does not hatch, so is he who makes riches, and not by right. It will leave him in the middle of his days, and in his end he will be a fool. 12. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. 13. O Yahweh, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Yahweh, the fountain of living waters. 14. Heal me, O Yahweh, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. 15. Behold, they say to me, where is the word of Yahweh? Let it come now. 16. And I have not hurried away from shepherding after you, nor have I desired the woeful day. You surely know that the utterance of my lips was before your face. 17. Do not be a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of evil. 18. Let those who persecute me be ashamed, but do not let me be ashamed. Let them be terrified, but do not let me be terrified. Bring on them the day of evil, and break them with double breaking. 19. So said Yahweh to me, go and stand in the gate of the sons of the people, that by which the kings of Judah come in, and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. 20. and say to them, Hear the word of Yahweh, kings of Judah, and all the residents of Jerusalem who enter in by these gates. 21. So says Yahweh, Take heed for the sake of your lives, and do not carry a burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. 22. And do not carry a burden from your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, but keep the Sabbath day set apart, as I commanded your fathers. 23. But they did not obey nor bow down their ear, but they made their neck stiff, not to hear, nor to receive instruction. 24. And it shall be, if you carefully listen to me, says Yahweh, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but keep the Sabbath day set apart, to do no work in it. 25. Even kings and rulers sitting on the throne of David shall enter into the gates of this city, riding on chariots and on horses, they and their rulers, the men of Judah, and those living in Jerusalem. And this city will be inhabited forever. 26. And they will come from the cities of Judah, and from the places about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the Shephelah, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings, and sacrifices, and grain offerings, and incense, and bringing sacrifices of thanksgiving to the house of Yahweh.
27. But if you will not listen to me to keep the Sabbath day set apart, and do not carry a burden and enter at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in her gates. And it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, yea, it shall not be put out.
Chapter 18.
1. The word which was to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, 2. Rise up and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. 3. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was working a work on the wheel. 4. And the vessel that he made in clay was ruined in the hand of the potter. So repeating he made it, another vessel, as it seemed good in the potter's eyes to make it. 5. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 6. O house of Israel, can I not do to you as this potter? Says Yahweh. Behold, as the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. 7. The instant I speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, or to break down, or to destroy, 8. If that nation against whom I have spoken will turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to it. 9. And the instant I speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, 10. If it does evil in my eye, not to obey my voice, then I will repent of the good which I had said to do good to it. 11. Now then, please speak to the man of Judah and to those living in Jerusalem, saying, So says Yahweh, Behold, I am forming evil against you, and devising a plan against you. Now each one turn from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. 12. And they say, It is hopeless. For we will walk after our own thoughts, and we will each one do according to the stubbornness of his evil heart.
13. Therefore Yahweh says this, Ask now among the nations, who has heard things like these? The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. 14. Does the snow of Lebanon forsake from the rock of the field? Or are the cold flowing waters that come from another place uprooted? 15. But my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vain idols, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways, from the old paths, to walk in bypaths, not on the highway. 16. To make their land a desolation, a hissing forever. Everyone who passes by will be amazed and will shake his head. 17. I will scatter them like an east wind before the enemy. I will make them see the back, and not the face in the day of their calamity. 18. Then they said, Come and let us plot schemes against Jeremiah. For the Torah shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor word from the prophet. Come and let us strike him with the tongue, and let us not attend to any of his words. 19. O Yahweh, pay attention to me, and pay attention to the voice of my adversaries. 20. Should evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my soul. Remember, I stood before you to speak good concerning them, to turn your wrath from them. 21. Therefore give their sons to the famine, and make them run unto the hand of the sword. And let their wives be bereaved, and be widows, and let their men be the slain of death, their young men be those struck by the sword in battle. 22. Let a cry be heard from their houses when you suddenly bring a raiding band on them. For they have dug a pit to seize me, and have hidden snares for my feet. 23. Yet, O Yahweh, you know all their counsel to death against me. Do not atone for their iniquity, nor blot out their sin from your face, but let them be those made to stumble before you. Deal with them in the time of your anger.
Chapter 19.
1. So says Yahweh, go and buy a potter's earthen jar, and gather from the elders of the people, and from the elders of the priests.
2. And go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom by the entry of Potsherd Gate, and there declare the words that I will speak to you. 3. And say, hear the word of Yahweh, O kings of Judah, and those living in Jerusalem. So says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will bring evil on this place by which all who hear it will have tingling ears. 4. Because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense unto to other gods whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. 5. They have also built the high places of Baal, to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I never commanded nor spoke, nor did it come into my heart. 6. So, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that this place shall be no more called Tophet, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter.
7. And I will make the council of Judah and Jerusalem come to nothing in this place. And I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hand of those who seek their life. And I will give their dead bodies for food to the birds of the heavens, and for the animals of the earth. 8. And I will make the city a waste and a hissing. Everyone who passes by shall be amazed and shall hiss because of all its plagues. 9. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And they shall each one eat the flesh of his friend in the siege and distress with which their enemies and those who seek their life shall oppress them.
10. And you shall break the jar before the eyes of the men who go with you. 11. And shall say to them, so says Yahweh of hosts, even so I will break this people and this city, as one breaks the potter's vessel that cannot be restored again. And they shall bury in Tophet, since no place is left to bury. 12. I will do this to this place, says Yahweh, and to those living in it, and give this place to be as Tophet. 13. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled as the place of Tophet, because of all the roofs of the houses on which they have burned incense to all the host of the heavens, and have poured out drink offerings to other gods. 14. Then Jeremiah came from Tophet, where Yahweh had sent him there to prophesy. And he stood in the court of the house of Yahweh, and he said to all the people, 15. So says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will bring to this city, and on all its towns, all the evil that I have spoken against it, because they have stiffened their necks in order not to hear my words.
Chapter 20.
1. When Pashur the son of Immer, the priest, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things. 2. Then Pashur struck Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks in the upper Benjamin gate, which was by the house of Yahweh. 3. And it was on the next day that Pashur made Jeremiah go out from the stocks. Then Jeremiah said to him, Yahweh has not called your name Pashur, but terror from all around. 4. For so says Yahweh, behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends. And they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes shall see. And I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall exile them into Babylon and kill them with the sword. 5. And I will give all the wealth of this city, and all its produce, and all its precious things, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah, even I will give them into the hand of their enemies who will strip them and take them, and carry them to Babylon. 6. And you, Pashur, and all who live in your house, shall go into captivity. And you shall come to Babylon. And you shall die there. And you shall be buried there, you and all those loving you to whom you have prophesied lies. 7. O Yahweh, you have deceived me. Yea, I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I am a laughingstock all day long and everyone mocks me. 8. For whenever I speak, I cry out, I proclaim violence and ruin. For the word of Yahweh has been to me a reproach and mockery all day long. 9. And I said, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was grieved of holding in, and I was not able to.
10. For I heard the slanders of many, terrors all around. Expose. Yea, let us expose him. Every man of my peace watched for my fall, saying, Perhaps he will be lured away, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take revenge on him. 11. But Yahweh is with me like a mighty, awesome one. On account of this my persecutors shall stumble and will not prevail. And they shall be greatly ashamed. For they have not acted wisely, they are an everlasting disgrace that will not be forgotten. 12. But, O Yahweh of hosts, who tries the righteous, who sees the reins and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for I have revealed my cause to you.
13. Sing to Yahweh, praise Yahweh, for he has delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. 14. Cursed is the day in which I was born. Let not the day in which my mother bore me be blessed. 15. Cursed is the man who brought news to my father, saying, A man child is born to you, making him very glad. 16. And let that man be as the cities which Yahweh overthrew and did not repent. And let him hear a cry in the morning and the shouting at noontime. 17. Because he did not kill me from the womb, and that my mother would have been my grave, and her womb always great with me. 18. Why did I come forth from the womb to see toil and sorrow, and my days consumed in shame?
Chapter 21.
1. The word which was to Jeremiah from Yahweh, when King Zedekiah sent Pashur the son of Melchiah, and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest to him, saying,
2. Please inquire of Yahweh for us. For Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon is warring against us. Perhaps Yahweh will deal with us according to all his wonderful works, that he may go up from us. 3. Then Jeremiah said to them, You shall say this to Zedekiah, for, so says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, Behold, I will turn back the weapons of war in your hand, with which you fight against the king of Babylon, and against the Chaldeans who besiege you outside the wall. And I will gather them together in the middle of the city. 5. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched arm and with a strong arm, even in anger, and in fury, and in great wrath. 6. And I will strike the people of this city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great plague.
7. And afterward, says Yahweh, I will deliver Zedekiah king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, and those who remain in the city from the plague, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those who seek their life. And he shall strike them with the mouth of the sword. He shall not spare them, nor have pity, nor have compassion. 8. And you shall say to this people, So says Yahweh, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. 9. He who remains in this city shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the plague. But he who goes out and falls to the Chaldeans who are besieging you, he shall live, and his life shall be for a prize to him. 10. For I have set my face against this city for evil, and not for good, says Yahweh. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire.
11. And concerning the house of the king of Judah, say, Hear the word of Yahweh. 12. O house of David, so says Yahweh, Do justice in the morning, and deliver the plundered one out of the hand of the oppressor, that my fury not go out like fire and burn so that none can put it out, because of the evil of your doings. 13. Behold, I am against you, one dwelling in the valley, rack of the plain, says Yahweh, those who say, Who can come down against us? Or, who can enter our dwellings? 14. But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, says Yahweh. And I will kindle a fire in its forest, and it shall devour all things around it.
Chapter 22.
1. So says Yahweh, Go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak this word there, 2. And say, Hear the word of Yahweh, O king of Judah who sits on the throne of David, you and your servants, and your people who enter in by these gates.
3. So says Yahweh, Do justice and righteousness, and deliver the one robbed from the oppressor's hand. And do not oppress the foreigner, the widow, or the orphan, and do not do violence nor shed innocent blood in this place. 4. For if you indeed do this thing, then there shall enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. 5. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, says Yahweh, that this house shall become a ruin. 6. For so says Yahweh concerning the king of Judah's house, you are Gilead to me, the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make you a wilderness, cities not inhabited. 7. And I will consecrate destroyers against you, each one with his weapons. And they will cut down your choice cedars and make them fall into the fire. 8. And many nations shall pass by the city, and they shall each say to one another, Why has Yahweh done this to this great city? 9. Then they will answer, Because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh their Elohim and worshipped other gods and served them. 10. Weep not for the ones who die nor moan for him. Weep bitterly for him who goes away, for he shall return no more, nor see the land of his birth. 11. For so says Yahweh concerning Shalom the son of Josiah, king of Judah, who reigned in his father Josiah's place, who went forth from this place. He shall not return there any more. 12. But he shall die there in the place where they have exiled him, and he will see this land no more. 13. Woe to him who builds his house without righteousness, and his upper rooms without justice. His neighbor serves without pay, and he does not give him for his work. 14. Who says, I will build myself a wide house and large upper rooms. And he cuts out windows for it and covers with cedar, and paints with vermilion. 15. Do you reign because you lust to excel in cedar? Did not your father eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Then it was well for him. 16. He judged the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well. Was this not to know me, says Yahweh? 17. But your eyes and your heart lust for nothing but your unjust gain, and to shed innocent blood, and oppression, and to do violence. 18. So Yahweh says this concerning Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not mourn for him, saying, Ah, my brother! Or, Ah, sister! They shall not mourn for him, saying, Ah, master! Or, Ah, his glory! 19. He shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, drawn beyond the gates of Jerusalem and thrown out. 20. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up your voice in Bashan, and cry out from the other side of the Jordan, for all those loving you are destroyed. 21. I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your way from your youth, for you have not obeyed my voice. 22. Those feeding you shall feed the wind, and those loving you shall go into captivity. Surely then you will be ashamed and will blush for all your wickedness. 23. One dwelling in Lebanon, nested in the cedars, how you will groan when pangs come to you, the pain is of a woman in labor. 24. As I live, says Yahweh, though Coniah the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah were the signet on my right hand, yet I would tear you out of there. 25. And I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life, and into the hand of those whose face you fear, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. 26. And I will cast you and your mother who bore you into another country, there where you were not born, and there you shall die. 27. But concerning the land which they lift up with their soul, to return there, they shall not return there. 28. Is this man Coniah a despised, broken jar, or a vessel in which is no pleasure? Why are they hurled, he and his seed, and are cast into the land which they do not know? 29. O earth, earth, earth! Hear the word of Yahweh. 30. So says Yahweh, write this man childless, a man who will not prosper in his days. For not one from his seed will succeed, a man sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah.